What is certain is the steady rise in the number of emigrants across all sections of society, from young people looking for jobs to entrepreneurs to pensioners. According to a French Foreign Ministry report published at the end of last month, the top five destinations are the UK, Switzerland, the US, Belgium and Germany. The French consulate in London has estimated that up to 400,000 French nationals live in the capital, a number equal to the population of France's sixth largest city. The Foreign Ministry recorded 1.6 million expats at the end of last year, but that figure only includes people who had registered at French consulates abroad. So the real figure is twice as high, says Hélène Charvaria, the Delegate General of the Union of French Citizens Abroad. She told The Independent that while the figure of 2.5 million expatriates is not enormous, what is more troubling is the increase of about 2% each year. Young people feel stuck and they want interesting jobs. Businessmen say the labour code is complex and they're taxed even before they start working. Pensioners can also pay less tax abroad, she says. Mrs. Charvaria said the French exiles she had spoken to might agree a bit with Andy Street, the managing director of the John Lewis department store, who was forced to apologise after saying that France was finished, sclerotic and downbeat. But people aren't pessimistic, she added, stressing that the French who live abroad remain patriotic and that while they engage in French bashing among themselves, they are defensive when foreigners engage in such criticism. Adapted from The Independent, October 2014.